WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to The Calm Within. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs left and right? You know, that constant feeling of being pulled in a million directions, juggling deadlines, relationships, and maybe even trying to fit in a workout or two. Stress is a part of life, there's no doubt about it. But what if I told you we have the power to build our own inner sanctuaries, places where we can weather any storm with grace and resilience? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Building healthy coping mechanisms for stress. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that constantly demands more from us. News cycles are relentless, social media is a whirlwind of curated perfection, and the pressure to do it all can feel suffocating. But here's the thing, we don't have to succumb to the chaos. There are practical tools, ancient wisdom, and a whole lot of self-compassion that can help us navigate stress like true stoic warriors. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle. If you keep pushing it without rest or recovery, it's going to get fatigued and prone to injury. Building healthy coping mechanisms is like giving your mental muscle the strength, training, and stretching it needs to thrive. So, how do we build these inner sanctuaries? Let's break it down. 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, folks. Mindfulness meditation is literally rewiring your brain to be more present and less reactive to stress triggers. It's about focusing on your breath, noticing your thoughts without judgment, and anchoring yourself in the here and now. Even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. 2. Journaling. Ever notice how sometimes just putting your feelings into words can make them feel less overwhelming? Journaling is like giving your brain a mental detox. It allows you to process emotions, identify stressors, and gain clarity on what's truly important. 3. Physical activity. Move that body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful stress reliever. When you exercise, your body releases endorphins, natural mood boosters that can help combat anxiety and depression. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, or simply taking a brisk walk in nature. 4. Connecting with others. Humans are social creatures hardwired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and nurturing your relationships can provide immense support during stressful times. 5. Setting boundaries. This is huge. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy and prioritizing your own well-being is essential for stress management. You're not obligated to please everyone all the time. Remember to protect your mental and emotional space. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's juggling a demanding job, raising 2 kids, and trying to keep her house from descending into utter chaos. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, snapping at people, and struggling to sleep. Sound familiar? This is where those coping mechanisms we talked about come in. Sarah starts incorporating mindfulness meditation into her mornings, just 5 minutes of focusing on her breath before the day begins. She also makes a conscious effort to connect with friends over coffee instead of scrolling through social media when she's feeling stressed. Plus, she learns to set boundaries at work and delegate tasks where possible. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel the difference. Her anxiety levels decrease, she's more patient with her kids and herself. And she even manages to carve out time for a hobby she enjoys, painting. So, there you have it, powerful tools you can start using today. Remember, building healthy coping mechanisms isn't about eliminating stress altogether, it's about equipping yourself to navigate it with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner calm. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, and let me know in the comments what your go-to stress-busting strategies are. Until next time, stay grounded, stay strong, and keep cultivating that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.